Shamir Bailey is only 20 years old, but he's already been acclaimed as one of the most exciting new pop artists. What do you hear in his voice? Maybe a little teenage Michael Jackson, maybe a little early Nina Simone. Shamir Bailey performed at South by Southwest this week. He joins us from member station KUT in Austin. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
No, thank you.
This has taken off pretty quickly for you, hasn't it?
Like lightning fast.
I mean, you're making songs in your room at home. How long ago?
Like the summer of 2013. And the label that ended up picking me up, God Mode, I sent in my demos and they flew me out within 3 months to record.
Goodness gracious. I mean, how often does that happen?
Yeah, no, it's literally like a fairy tale.
Yeah. The song that's often considered the launch of your career, it wasn't true. No, I'm just fighting, I can't look at you. The silent treatment is all that we do. I tried to let you know that you were wrong. Now, how did you make this song?
I actually made it like a year prior to all the other songs that I was recording in my room. It was the first song that I had ever made that was pop on my drum machine. And I had recorded a demo, but it had got lost on an old computer that I had. And that's when I started to record only analog with an 8-track. So I didn't originally send that demo to God Mode. It wasn't until I went out to New York and I played him the track that was still saved on my drum machine. And he was like, oh, this is really good. Do you have a song to it? And I just like sang it for him verbatim.
You've often named Nina Simone as a major influence on your music. How do you connect her to your own songs now?
Because, I mean, she definitely had a distinct voice, which I'm sure she got a lot of flack for. But she knew how to use her instrument and she knew how to use her tool, even though it was unusual. And that was like really great for me because, you know, I used to get bullied and picked on a lot for my voice, like even by other musicians because they just didn't get it. And that's when I like sat down and realized that, you know, this is my instrument. I have to take control over it and I have to know, you know, what I can do with it.
And now you're making a living with your voice, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Let me ask about another one of your early songs. Let's listen to a clip from I'll Never Be Able to Love. I'll never be able to cry. 'Cause when I do, I feel ashamed. It's a very beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
Did anything specific bring it into your mind?
Yeah, I'm an introvert. And that song is kind of just like about like how scared I am or like how content I am with being alone.
You felt different?
Always, my whole life.
How so?
I always say I never felt latched to a gender. I just kind of always felt like myself and I never felt like I had to do certain things or be a certain way to fit into a certain mold.
And how long has your voice been so distinctive?
I don't know, forever. My voice never really changed. It's just my normal tone, my normal chest voice.
Do you think because you have that distinctive voice, it lets you do some things musically that people with more traditional voices can't?
Yeah, I can hit baritone notes and I can sing in the soprano range if I wanted to. And I did this thing a long time ago where I did a duet with myself. It sounded like two different people.
Did you like the person you were singing with?
Sometimes. Sometimes he annoys me. Hi, hi, howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Well, everyone is minus, you could call me multiply.
You recently released a single from your new album called On the Regular. It's never ending. You could call me pie, but really how long till the world realize?
Yes, yes, I'm the best. What you heard? Anything less is obviously absurd. You know, the song was just supposed to be a little fun album track, a little hidden gem on my album, and everyone just fell in love with it. And it's funny because people think I'm a rapper, so I can't wait to like they hear the album and they're like, oh. This is me on the regular, so you know I come with the tip, with the blow, with the boom. And if you're in my way, there's nothing but doom.
shit at school to just settle down, listen to my tunes. Ever since I was 8, I was attached to the mic. Wanted a guitar before I wanted a bike.
Is there anything you might like to say out there to youngsters who might be just a few years younger than you are now, who might be having a tough time in school because of some distinctive feature or another that they have?
I would say own it. I think as long as you wear your imperfections on your sleeve, people respect it more.
Shamir Bailey, who performed this week at South by Southwest, good luck to you and thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. This is great.